Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Boys, let's go. We cannot get to a game seven. There is no one in the Bay thinks that this gets to a game seven.
No, it ends tonight.
To win tonight. This has got, you have to win written all over it.
I think a couple people called me a wet blanket on air yesterday because I kept saying this wasn't the end of the world, that loss. Am I going to be a wet blanket again if I say, technically not a must win? If you lose tonight, you can still win on Sunday in Houston. Again, I'm sure Nahegan's like, no, you got to create urgency. There's urgency. You would like to take care of business tonight and then play in Minnesota on Monday as opposed to winning on Sunday potentially and then having just a day off in between and traveling, and then Tuesday you would play because that's what awaits you in the next round. Minnesota Timberwolves have advanced now, and they're awaiting the winner of this Rockets-Warriors series. But I hear you. I would like to win tonight. But again, I'm reminded of a couple years ago, last time they had a first-round series, the same exact scenario happened. And I'm bringing it up because you called your brother this morning, Pat, and we were talking and chopping shop about Xbox and PlayStation and Halo and Twisted Metal and all of it, Grand Theft Auto. And you guys were there, and I'm sure you felt like you were feeling right now. Like, we got to win this one. We're going to put these guys away. You were feeling great. You were feeling on top of the world. And what happened? What happened?
They got blown out.
By the Sacramento Kings.
It wasn't even a game. But I think this team is different than that team.
It is different. But I'm saying that confidence that you had after that game was like, oh, boy, we're not going to win. We have to go up to Sacramento.
No doubt.
Like, that place is going to be nuts. They're going to be fired up.
The context difference, though, for me, and the reason why I think this one is so, like, tonight is everything to me. And I think the Warriors will treat it as such, is because this team exerted so much energy just to get into the playoffs, and the way that the play-in situation kind of shook out, that I think they are way more exhausted right now than what they were back then against the Kings. They need the ample rest Saturday, Sunday to get ready for Monday if they win to face Minnesota. If you lose this one and we go to game seven, whether you're losing game seven or not.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
you're losing to Minnesota in a 4 or 5 game series. That's how important tonight is. Tonight swings not only this series, I think it swings the next series. I think it's a pendulum. Now, is it an uphill battle against whoever you, against Minnesota, excuse me, if you were to get the job done? Absolutely. I think tonight is so pivotal, it can end the season, whether it ends in a game seven or they win game seven and move on to the next round. I truly believe it has that big of a hangover.
Warriors 5-point favorites tonight at home, according to DraftKings, over the Houston Rockets. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And as you mentioned, Bonte Hill joining us 9 o'clock for the entire hour. I think we got a little wee ready for him at that time. I need an oh baby in my life, and he's fired up for this game. Absolutely. Bonte Hill, Warriors pre and post game coverage for NBC Sports Bay Area. And obviously right here, 95.7 The Games.
I like this little game that I like to play. It's called, you know, calling out names. And I just want to call someone out. Not because I don't like the player, but because I need them to play a way better basketball game. And I'm starting with one person. And I want to hear from the audience. 888-957-9570. Like, you get to call out one player on the Warriors.
I like this.
One player. Could be anyone you want.
Number one.
All right? One player, and they have to just play better. All right? Not. I don't care what your expectations are. You could give me raw numbers or whatever. I'm calling out Draymond Green. And the reason why I'm calling out Draymond Green is because I think Draymond's had a very poor series in general. He scored 32 points. He's had 15 turnovers and 17 personal fouls. He has the same amount of personal fouls and turnovers as he has points right now.
It's always fun, Gary.
And look, normally I'm not asking him to score, but I think in this series, it is incumbent on him to score. But not only does he have the turnovers, not only does he have a lot of personal fouls, to me, it's the very minimal assist number. He has only 11 assists through 5 games. That is very un-Draymond-like. Look, I'm okay with him not scoring a ton in every game if he's facilitating, if he's helping others. But when he's committing fouls and he's in foul trouble, when he's turning the ball over, when he's not scoring and he's not assisting, he's not a plus-plus player on this team. And for them to advance and for them to beat this team and Şengün and these guys, they need him to be a plus plus player. Now, he's not the only guy who needs to play better. All the guys need to play. Jimmy's got to play better. Steph leads this team in turnovers in this series with 19 turnovers. I'll say that again. 5 games, 19 turnovers for the chef. Okay? But
not good.
But I also understand he's got a lot on his plate. And Draymond does too. But Draymond cannot have the same amount of turnovers and personal fouls as he has points. He cannot have 2 assists per game. Tonight is the night I need Draymond to have a signature Draymond game. I'm calling out Draymond. I'm expecting Draymond. I need Draymond. We want Draymond. Let's go, Draymond. We need you.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. There you go. A few good men reference right there. Always love some Jackie Nick. At 6:18 in the morning. I don't think anyone calls him that, but I am. By the way, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Josh is calling out Draymond Green. Who are you calling out tonight?
He hasn't had a good series. I'm not trying to...
No.
He's had moments. He's played situationally very well. For example, the defense on Şengün late. He had multiple steals in the game one win. In the game where they won without Jimmy, he was brilliant down the stretch. I'm talking about to start the game. I'm talking about the bulk of the game. We need a better Draymond Green. I think he would admit it as well.
Okay. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The one Golden State Warrior you are calling out to step up tonight. Doesn't mean they've had a bad series. Doesn't mean they haven't been good. But you need them to step up in a big way tonight. Who is that Golden State Warrior for you? 888-957-9570. To your point on Draymond, and I'll give mine, that is the matchup that's going to dictate this game. It's Şengün versus Draymond. That was the shot towards the...
That's
what it comes to, for me anyways.
Okay,
for other people, it might be something else.
No, I wonder what
people would think. But Şengün's been the model of consistency in this series, and I've been extremely impressed with him. I'm going to be on League Pass Spadoni. I had to I've watched the Houston Rockets when they play the Warriors. Yeah. And I know he's a guy.
I think I've seen them 7, 8, 9, maybe 9 times.
Exactly. Like, I know what I'm getting from Dylan Brooks. I know what I'm mostly getting for Fran VanVleet, although he's been incredible the last two games specifically. Like, and all the young guys built into it. But Şengün in particular, that guy was their all-star this season. And he's been playing like it. He was a rebound and assist shy, of a triple-double. He's been incredible. The 9 assists cannot happen. That is a number that scares the hell out of me. 9 assists for Şengün, that means everyone's eaten on that team.
Yeah.
Not only him, because he's getting his double-double. That's baked into the equation no matter what. Can you make the efficiency go down if you're Draymond Green tonight? Make him work just a little bit harder every single time. I'm actually not mad when Jimmy Butler does get on him. I think that's a look that they can use at times. But I don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
It's a size disadvantage.
Correct. And he will use it. And he is crafty. And he is big. And he is strong. And I get it. We could think he's a punk. We could think all that things. But you know what? He's really good. Whatever you think about him, Dylan Brooks, I think we might have underestimated the Rockets just a little bit. Maybe I did too.
I did.
They've come to play, and I've come away very impressed with them. But this is where the dream comes to die for them tonight at Chase Center. This is where it should become a nightmare for them. Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green are all Hall of Famers. There's not one Hall of Famer on that Houston Rockets team right now. Very good players. Maybe they have Hall of Fame careers, some of them. Not right now. This is where you lean on the vets, whether it's Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph. And that's the guy I'm calling out, the last name I just mentioned. Stephen Curry, to have a Stephen Curry night-night performance at Chase Center. How bothered is he by that thumb injury? I'm not sure. He's wearing the wrap. He's not going to make an excuse. It's clearly, it's something, though, if he struggled these last two games. It's not everything, but it's part of the equation.
Doesn't it feel like we're going to have a good feel about what this team looks like and how prepared they are in that first quarter?
Well, Steve Kerr said that yesterday. He talked about that, him knowing after the first 3 fouls of the last game, game 5, he said, yeah, I don't think we're mentally going to be right today. We're not as locked in as we should have been. He knew that.
I appreciate him saying, as a coach, and I'm sure you know that too.
When you watch, like my guys just don't have it today. Whatever it is, it's just baked into the equation. Maybe they just they have one in their back pocket. They're up 3-1, and we could take this one off. We're going back home. But they weren't locked in mentally early in that game, and it showed. And the Rockets were, and they took him to task, and they dropped 40 on their ass in the first quarter. Golden State had 24, and the game was basically over. You're going to know a lot about this game. I agree. In this first quarter. The intensity, the attention to detail,
who's
the turnovers.
Aggressive,
who's hesitant.
Yes.
Right?
Like, yes.
You're going to know early on in this game, because the last thing anyone wants is an exact replica of what happened in the first quarter of last game. Not to say it'd be a 16-point lead, but I don't want 30 from the Houston Rockets.
No.
That's the last thing you want.
No.
Their offense being hot again in the first quarter. So you have to dictate that on the defensive end. And that's where your boy Draymond comes in. That's where Jimmy Butler comes in. Is it going to be Buddy Hield in the starting rotation? I don't know. Is it going to be Moses Moody in the starting rotation? We'll see. Brandon Pajemski, he's got to keep that defense on Fred VanVleet. Stephen Curry, where's he at? I know he had a great game against Jalen Green in game 1. Can you have something like that? Again, Jalen Green hasn't been great scoring the ball, but I thought he looked a lot better last game. So 888-957-9570. The one Golden State Warrior you are calling out tonight to step up in game 6 at Chase Center is who? Shasky's going Draymond. I'm going Steph. Who are you taking? 888-957-9570.
You know, Joe, you keep referencing Şengün, and I don't think you're wrong, but man, the guy that's really like done them in the last couple of games is Fred VanVleet.
Sure.
And, you know, Bonte put out a stat that basically said that Fred VanVleet has been better from 3 in the series than Steph Curry.
It's crazy. That's actually insane, considering he was shooting, what, like 20% heading into it?
It's against unreal. The Warriors. Fred VanVleet, 18 of 47 from 3. Steph Curry, 19 of 48.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. I'm not going to lie. It's actually kind of insane. But when you take a step back, it kind of makes sense, right? Like, the last two games were incredible for Fred VanVleet, and Stephen Curry's really had like 2 games, right? So, right? That kind of makes sense at the end of it. But
there's a Grand Canyon gap between what we expect from those players.
No, I'm totally with you. And you, to your credit, you and Bonte were like, yeah, you know, Fred VanVleet, He's going to come around. Like, there's going to be some games where, like, he's too good of a player. He's an all-star and he's a champion.
They got to shut his water off.
Yes. Transition three-pointers, when he just runs to his spot and pulls up. I'm assuming it's going in.
I know.
It's off the dribble where you got to make him work and earn his money because he's not that player.
And you got to attack him.
Yes.
When he's on defense, he's the mark. He's the guy that needs to be isolated.
Yep.
You need to get him in the action. Hence why I go back to Draymond. Who has Fred VanVleet been guarding in the half court?
Draymond
Green, right? And I know he's capable of it. We know he can do it. He has got to exploit that matchup.
Well, he's got like 6 or 7 inches. Like, just go at him. Like, do a spin-a-rooney. Like, I remember when Kuminga, like, who actually got minutes a couple games ago, where he had that spin move off the baseline on him and just make him look foolish. I was like, do that. He's not tall. You got the length on him. We're up against.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.